Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chief Jim Mitchell with Knoxville Fire and Rescue about live fire training that was conducted for his department last week at the Knoxville City parking lot. Some live fire training. Every time I say live fire, I think of the military, but live fire training, I guess, take us through, first off, Chief, you know, what is the purpose of the training that you guys conducted recently?
Well, part of the reason, you know, we have a lot of new members that require a certificate. Part of obtaining the certificate would require them to have a live burn. So this is an opportunity, without acquiring a structure, to get them in. It's on wheels. The Fire Service Training Bureau brings that to Knoxville. It's free of charge. There's very little cleanup. This training prop is all propane fed, so it's gas. There's no debris afterwards. It's not like we got to scoop up and sweep up, burn up pallets and straw. I mean, this is a pretty clean thing. And again, the purpose is to get some experience for these young folks so that they understand what live fire is like before they have to go to a real fire.
Now, how often does your department get a chance to take part in training like this, and how did it all come about?
Well, it's pretty sporadic, actually, and hopefully we can start to plan this on an annual basis with the trailer. We with acquired structures, we take them as we get them. DNR will only let you burn three a year in a 12-month period, so we're restricted with that. There's a lot of paperwork behind it, asbestos testing of the structure, et cetera. So in order from start to finish with an acquired structure, it's about a three-month process, where this, if it's open on the Fire Service Training Bureau schedule, we can have it in a week and keep it for a week. So it works out really good. And a lot of the requests around the state for this burn trailer is on weekends. So we was able to squeeze it in during the week. We used it as our normal training. We had it for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday night's the Knoxville Township Fire Department's training night. Wednesday night's our training night. And then I reserved it another night just for the rest of the county to come in as they wish.
So now what kind of fires are simulated in this trailer?
Well, this trailer's unique, and it's a newer trailer. This is the second trailer that the Fire Service Training Bureau's owned. This trailer offers a couch, simulated couch fire, as well as a stove fire. And then it has an overhead flame over. And it's very real to life. If you get a fire that's big enough, the hot gases come off that fire, they collect at the ceiling, and before you know it, the ceiling ignites and it flashes over. We call it a rollover. We experience this in real fires, and that's exactly what this trailer offers. It also offers a staircase. The two scenarios that we played out was a basement attack, and we, you know, to do that in an acquired structure, there's no exits in that basement, so we just don't do it. It is one of the requirements for Firefighter 2 certification is a basement fire. We can simulate that in this trailer, and we'd have this week. Like I said, you go down the steps. Going down into a basement fire is probably one of the most hazardous fires that we'll encounter, in the fact that you have to punch through the heat. You know, we tell people, get low, stay low, get out. What we're doing is we're staying under the smoke, under the heat. When you're going into a basement fire, you're going through that thermal layer, that real intense heat, that 900-degree temperature. So we teach them how to punch through quick, get down that basement quickly, and then put water on the fire.
So now also I wanted to ask you, you mentioned Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department and your department. Was there any other departments that took part in this training?
Absolutely. We've had, again, us, Knoxville Township, Indiana Township, Fire Department has been here, Clay Townships, and then again, we've opened it up to the entire county. We've offered it up to every fire department in the county. They're more than willing to come.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Fire Chief Jim Mitchell with Knoxville Fire and Rescue for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.